Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month for the month of September is with us, Maggie Sturgis from Masconomet High School. Maggie, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Maggie is a outstanding field hockey player, and we'll talk about academics as well. But Maggie, you are just crushing it with the goal scoring again this year, leading the North Shore and all that scoring stuff, as recorded in the Salem News. So Maggie, tell us a bit about the Masco field hockey season so far.
Yes, it's a definitely different atmosphere this year for us. We graduated 15 seniors last year, so completely new team, a lot of underclassmen, and a new coach. So we are completely brand new, and it's definitely different, but very excited and a lot of fresh faces and a lot of motivation behind it. So I'm, as a captain, it's a very exciting to watch such a new team come together and play so well. And I think it's really starting to show in our recent games how well as a team we are playing.
I think that speaks to the kind of the cyclical nature of high school sports and college sports as well, in the sense that you never know how what's going to happen from year to year. It all depends on the class you're in. Coaches change. Graduations obviously are always going to happen, and so on. So yeah, it's so you have a positive outlook on all that stuff that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So Maggie, tell me a bit about the team. What do you think about Masco field hockey, which kind of makes it kind of special this year?
I think that this year there's a new mentality. It's not about like the senior class or the graduating people that are leaving. I think this year it's about the whole program, and we're kind of focusing on bringing in these younger kids and teaching them how we play field hockey and how it's always a family mentality and that it's a team first mentality going into every game. And I think that it's really pulling us all together, and it's really focusing on that team idea first.
All right. I want to talk about some academics here, since it is a student athlete award. So the student meaning the academic piece, obviously. So Maggie, if I were to ask you about a favorite class or subject at Masconomet, what would you tell me, or a teacher?
Yes, so far this year, my senior year, I took AP Biology, and I have loved it. It kind of goes hand in hand with what I want to do in the future, and I've loved the teacher, Ms. Hoey. I had her for freshman year for honors biology, too, so I just love learning about molecular biology, and so far it's been a lot of fun.
So let's talk about what's ahead for you. You've already committed to Holy Cross to play field hockey. So tell me about that, and then also kind of wrap in the academic piece that you hope to achieve at Holy Cross.
Yes, I chose Holy Cross first and foremost for the academics. It's a great school, and it's always been that the academics has always come before athletics for me. So that was a huge piece in looking for what college fit me best. And they offer a wide range of amazing majors, and one of the ones that I was looking at the time was biology, and that's at the moment what I plan to do is major in biology and hopefully on a pre-medicine track.
All right, so tell me about, you know, whenever I talk to student athletes, the Moynihan Award winners, they always seem to, not always, but they have a real knack for time management, for managing academics and athletics. So tell me about your day and how you handle all of the demands of, you know, a high academic load, if you will, as well as the athletics.
Yes, I would say my days are very busy, especially during season for all three of my sports. So it's get up, go to school, obviously do class all day. If I have a free block, I'm using that as much as I possibly can to get homework done and go see teachers, because usually I can't really stay after because I have practice or a game after school that I need to catch at 2:30. And then I go to my game or practice, and sometimes I'll have to go to club practice after high school games and practices. So there's definitely a busy day for me, and then I'll come home and I'll do probably on average 3 to 4 hours of homework. And then I go to bed as early as I can because I have to do it again the next day.
Oh, my goodness. Is it worth it, Maggie?
Yes, it is. I'd say it is.
I'm just kidding you. Finally, tell me about your other sports. You're in winter track and also lacrosse. Winter track and lacrosse in the springtime. So tell me about those two sports, finally.
Yes. Indoor track, I just picked up my freshman year because I wanted to play a sport in the winter, and I wasn't a basketball player, but I picked it up and I started doing distance, and I've fall in love with the mile and the 1,000 and also relay teams. So that's great. And also now my field hockey head coach is going to be my indoor track coach. So Coach Dean, I'll have her for 2 seasons. And lacrosse, I actually have been a club lacrosse player my entire life. So third grade up until recently, I've been a club lacrosse player, and I love that game too.
Well, Maggie, best of luck the rest of the way in this field hockey season. Hopefully you have a great postseason as well at Masco. And of course, good luck at Holy Cross. But hopefully we'll catch up before all of that. So, Maggie, thanks so much for your time.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on today.
Yep, Maggie Sturgis, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month from Masconomet High School here on MSONewsSports.com.